Go behind the wheel and under the hood on everything automotive with high-speed stuff from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the podcast. I'm Scott Benjamin, the auto editor here at HowStuffWorks.com.
Hey, Scott. My name is Ben Bolin. I am a video writer here at the same website.
I know you.
I know. I was being polite.
Hey, you know what? Today's topic, I'm going to tell you, this is an inspired topic.
How is this inspired?
And I mean that in maybe not the way you think, but I was inspired to talk about the topic today by the pollen that's in the air here in Georgia.
Oh, man, yeah.
Because we're right in the midst of the yellow pollen season here.
It's crazy.
It's almost like a cloud.
It is almost like a cloud if people were allergic to clouds.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's. I don't know what the pollen counts are. I thought I heard a number the other day, something like 1,200.
It's gone very high.
Which is, you know, like six times what it should be or eight times what it should be or something like that. But honestly, I was really thinking about this because I blogged about this last spring.
Yes.
And so it's an old topic. But what inspired this was I was just kind of leaning against my car and kind of I ran my finger through the pollen just to check the depth of the pollen because it's that thick on the back window right now. I don't draw on my own car or anything like that, and you know, just because I don't want to scratch it. But honestly, it's thick enough that you can make marks on your window if you wanted to. So I was thinking about this, and I thought, oh, I remember this guy that is he's an artist. He paints on cars, but he uses dust to paint on cars.
And he doesn't just put something like wash me. And,
no.
how do you say it in the blog? Wash me and a couple of stick figures?
Yeah, wash me and something, yeah, like maybe a rainbow or something like that. No, he doesn't do that. This guy creates honest-to-goodness works of art on the back windows of SUVs and cars that have usually a flat back window of some kind, like you know, like an SUV or a hatchback. But the works that he creates are, we're talking about like the Birth of Venus or American Gothic.
Right.
He may do car company logos.
He does portraits.
He does portraits of people.
Hank Williams.
And and honestly, these look great. They look like charcoal drawings because of the methods that he uses. He uses shading techniques because he's, you know, a skilled artist.
Keeps a gradient. Yeah,
he does. Like, he's really, really talented. So I thought we'd talk about it just a little bit today. Maybe not that long of a discussion, but just let people know that it's out there, and you may want to take a look at this because it's really amazing.
All right. Well, first things first. What's this guy's name?
His name is Scott Wade, and he's from Wimberley, Texas. I hope I'm not mispronouncing that, but it looks like Wimberley, Texas. And like I said, he paints on dirty car windows with these brushes. Mm-hmm. So really, he's not adding, well, he does, but I'll get into that in a minute, but he's taking away material to create these works of art.
Which, if you'll permit me, just a tad of pretension here, it's what a lot of very well-regarded artists throughout history, it's the approach they've taken. You know, they see the block of marble. They see within it something that they're taking up.
So they're using the negative space.
They're using the negative space.
Ah, okay.
Very smart thing.
Very good.
Not on my part. I'm telling you.
No, he does do that, definitely. I mean, because like you said, he removes material in order to make this look the way it does. You see the darkness from inside the car, which creates this look. And they really do look like the portrait or what, you know, the picture that he has in hand.
Oh, yeah.
He draws these things. It's incredible. I guess we can just talk about the way he does this, really, if you want to. I mean, there's not much more to it than this, but I do encourage people to go to his website and take a look at the gallery that he has there, because as of today, I think he had 150 pictures.
It might be a little more than 150.
Really?
It's quite a bit, though.
Oh, okay. He's expanded.
It's around there.
Yeah.
The one thing that we should also talk about, when we say dirty art car, well, if you guys have sat through and figured out that we're not talking about dirty in the way some people might have thought.
Yeah.
Right.
So we're losing those listeners right now.
No, they'll be back. And so
I'll talk about something dirty later.
Right. Right. We promise. So we did an earlier podcast on art cars themselves, and this is a little bit different, which is why it's car art.
This is a normal car.
Yeah.
That he's creating a work of art on the back window.
And there's almost something, another part of it that ties into the artistic ideal or whatever is when the weather changes, right? This dust isn't going to stay there.
No, no. These are extremely temporary pieces of artwork that I don't know if he charges to do this or how it works. I know that he can be hired out for corporate events or you know, other functions. You can hire him where, you know, he could create, like I said, company logos on the backs of vehicles. He could do portraits or just about anything you want on the back window of a vehicle, he could do it. Or a side window, I guess. Doesn't matter, as long as it's a window of a car that he can use as a canvas. But he can be hired to come to your event, so if you want to go to the site and check him out there, I'm not trying to, you know, promote him or anything.
Right, he doesn't.
So what I'm saying is it's pretty cool that he does this. I mean, if you take a look at the site and you look at the gallery, you'll understand why we're talking about him, because this is really unusual.
So what does he do, actually? What's his process?
Well, okay, here's how he does. He has to actually clean the window to begin with, which I found odd. because you'd think that, you know, maybe in this part of Texas, you know, that maybe, you know, that was just a naturally occurring thing, you know, the dust. I'm sure that some of it is.
Yeah.
But what he likes to do is he likes to clean the window and then start with a very even layer of dust. And so what he does, he thoroughly cleans it. He adds almond oil to the window. He brushes almond oil onto the window.
So weird.
Yeah, I know it is, but it works. He brushes almond oil onto the window with, it looked like a sponge. And then he hand applies, he takes a big handful of what they called in the video, and I watched a YouTube video that explained this process step by step. He takes a handful of this fake dust is what they call it. And the fake dust is what they use on movie sets apparently, to give, you know, well, whenever they need dust on the scene.
Huh.
So he uses fake dust in order to do this, not authentic dust, you know, with gravel and, you know, bits of abrasive things that people might not want on their car.
Oh, okay.
Well, so I guess that makes sense.
It's probably easier to work with.
I would think so. And so he's holding this handful of dust. Now, the car's got almond oil on the window. Mm-hmm. It's very sticky. He holds it in his hand kind of open, and he uses a hairdryer, and he blows it evenly onto the back window and just kind of fanning it back and forth until he gets a nice, even surface to work with. And even coating. So the back end of your car is completely, you know, covered at this point.
Yeah.
From that point, he takes about 2 to 4 hours, I guess, to get everything in line. But I've seen other reports that say he can do it as quickly as an hour. I think it depends on the level of detail that he wants to include in this.
Sure.
Or the subject matter. Like I said, he's doing things like, you know, the portrait of Albert Einstein or, you know, Willie Nelson or Mount Rushmore.
That probably takes a little longer than a logo.
I would think so. Yeah. Yeah. So that's probably the quicker of the two is the, you know, the logo. Now, it really, I mean, other than that, there's not a whole lot to it. I mean, it's just his pure skill, his artistry that comes through at that point. But he does use real artist brushes in order to do this. He doesn't just use his finger in the dirt or anything like that.
Right.
And I think the way that he discovered this, he said it was an accident, actually. He was just kind of doodling with the car, you know, it was in some dust on the window. And realized, hey, I've got a chewed up popsicle stick in my mouth right now, because he's, you know, just idly chewing on a popsicle stick. And he took that out of his mouth and he kind of brushed it a little bit against the window. And he realized, hey, that works like a brush would, like an artist would use. And he said, well, why don't I just use a regular brush? So he next thing you know, he's breaking out the real brushes, and he can again create these incredible works of art with real artist brushes in just dust.
Scott, this kills me. Let me just be honest with you here. It's between us and thousands of other people.
Just us.
Yeah.
No one's looking.
Yeah. And I got to tell you, man, it kills me to see how creative people can take something like this that happens every day and just run with it.
Yeah.
You know, how many times I haven't put anything mean on somebody's windshield, and I usually just put messages to myself on my car, like, wash it. Well, it's time to
get it.
You
let the Monte Carlo get dirty enough to be able to write on the window?
Live a crazy life, my friend.
I guess so.
No, I did.
Well, it's pollen season, too, so you got an excuse.
Dude, I've been washing it like this. Okay, this will be a good way to put it in perspective. I've been washing this car about 3 to 4 times a week. If it keeps up, if it's like this by July, man, I might just paint it yellow. I don't know what I'm going to do. Because right now it's great.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's amazing when you think how many sort of normal, everyday things do people do, and just never think about how they could take it to the next step.
Mm-hmm. Actually make a living doing something that they really enjoy. Because he's clearly a very talented artist.
Right,
and this is he stumbled upon this technique that has now made him, famous or semi-famous. I don't know what you'd call him. But he's been interviewed in many different places. He's had a lot of television appearances. And like I said, he's being hired out for corporate events, too. So
yeah, he's been on a couple of programs on some pretty big shows.
National programs. Yeah, exactly. And he's got crews, film crews from Germany coming over to interview the guy.
That's right.
He's big time in the world of dirty car art.
Right. And you could be, too.
Yeah, you know what? That's the thing. Like, you just find your niche and you make it work for you. Mm-hmm.
You could be the person who uses only organically gathered dust or whatever. No fake
exactly.
dust.
Exactly. Yeah.
Not that we're saying there's a problem with that.
No. It's actually, it seems to work really well for him.
Yeah. I guess this about wraps up for us today, huh, Mr. B?
I think so. But like I said, just go to his website. It's Scout Wade's Dirty Car Art. Mm-hmm. And you'll be impressed with what you see.
And as you guys can tell, we're saying goodbye. We've got our outro music picking up. While you're on the internet, if you're checking out this amazing artist, you know what you should do? You should check out our website as well and get the scoop on our next podcast with Scott's blog, because you never know how the blog and the podcast are going to relate.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com. Let us know what you think. Send an email to podcast@HowStuffWorks.com. And be sure to check out the new High Speed Stuff blog, now on the HowStuffWorks homepage.